I raced onto the elevator just as the doors were closing and found myself staring into the eyes of the most gorgeous man I'd seen in ages. He was tall, slender, but built. You know what I mean. He had that hard-bodied look that his English-cut suit couldn't hide. In fact, the forest-green suit seemed to enhance his build, and that's when I realized that it must have been tailored just to fit him. Dark hair, blue eyes. Oh, God, those eyes. Even now I feel my breath catch just thinking about those eyes. He smiled at me. Running late? I smiled back. A job interview, and I really need this job. 60th floor, please. It's already pushed, he said. I looked at the panel and saw a lighted button with the number 60. We were going to the same floor. When I looked back at him, I could tell that he'd been checking me out while I was looking away. Not lewdly, but with definite interest. He stuck out his hand. Kyle Ryan. I took his hand. Michelle Michaels. His hand was warm, the grip firm, but not too firm. As he held my hand, I looked into his eyes and smiled, and I found myself dying to see just what was under that suit. I then glanced at his other hand and spotted the wedding ring. Big surprise, all the hot ones are always already taken. When our hands were disengaged, he leaned back against the wall.
The only thing on the 60th floor is a law firm. Are you a lawyer?
Not yet. Another year of night school. Right now, I'm still just a legal secretary.
You must be here to apply for Carrie Reese's job. She's getting married next month and moving to Denver.
Wow, Denver. That sounds nice. But I love living in L.A. His eyes dropped to my legs.
You don't get much sun, do you? I mean, for someone living in L.A.
I smiled. I get plenty of sun. I just don't seem to tan.
You have very beautiful skin. Alabaster, I think they call it. Very lovely.
Thank you, I said. We both grew silent and then let our eyes do the talking. While I was undressing him with mine, his were busy taking in my cleavage. I had worn the red dress today since I knew that my interview was to be with a man. I thought that a little sex appeal wouldn't hurt my chances. I finished my fantasy about him, and he raised his eyes from my breast and smiled.
You are one very beautiful woman, Miss Michaels.
I think I blushed then, which I'm sure he didn't notice, because a second after he spoke, the elevator came to a jarring halt as the lights went out and the elevator began to plummet.